The Gemara says, "V'cholam roim es akoyle." The pasuk says, "V'cholam roim es akoyle." It's just a lapidim. So there was a nest. All the mafarshim asked, "What was the purpose of the nest that even roim es akoyle? What does it mean? What's the inyan of the cholam roim es akoyle that they saw the koyle? What does that mean that they saw the koyle?" There's an inyan that first Gemara in Shabbos ben Agia to Chag HaShavuos is the Gemara learns out of Gzer Shabbat. The Gemara darshens from the pasuk, "V'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai, Chodesh Hashlishi, Yisrael Perek Yutes, Yotzeis ben Yisrael beim Eretz Mitzrayim, v'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai." The Gemara darshens that this was on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Gzer Shabbat. It says Zeh, "V'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai," and by Mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh it says HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Just like over there was Rosh Chodesh, so too over here where it says Zeh, it's also Rosh Chodesh. So this is a Gzer Shava Zeh to teach us that the Eden arrived on Rosh Chodesh. But you can see from here L'chayra, if you look at it by Amkus, L'chayra, there must be a kesher between Mamet Hasina, or coming to Hasina called Bonim, and the Indian of HaChodesh. First of all, they arrived on Rosh Chodesh to HaSinai, and second of all, the Gzer Shava is from HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. So HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem must be connected to the Inyan of Mamet HaSinai. L'chayra, what's the connection? So the L'chayra, the Kesha may be a very, very tifa Kesha. HaChodesh Hazeh, Rashi says there that Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskasha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him. When it says Zeh, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him that he could actually see it. He was Niskasha by the Levana. Let's have a look at the Rashi. So Rashi says, "Hera'eu Levana Bechidush," and Hashem showed him. HaChodesh Hazeh means Hashem showed him that he could see. And Hazeh, Rashi says, "Niskasha Moshe al Moilad al Levana." Is a sheer tear of Kaddish, where Herelai be etzba, Salavana berakia, where Oma loy kze roy le Kaddish. So you can see that ze is always said when you're seeing it. You show it, you point a finger, and you say, "Look at it! Look at it! That's kze. Look at it." Like you see in the Shir Sayyam, ze keli vanveyu, that they pointed and they said, ze keli vanveyu, they saw the head of Re'ia. So ze goes together with the Indian of Re'ia. So HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is telling us that just like by the Kiddush HaChodesh, by the first Chodesh, the Inyan of Chodesh, we'll soon see why Dafka by Chodesh is this Inyan of Re'iyah. But there's an Inyan where HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him Zeh. This word Zeh is the Gzer Shava that the Gemara is darshaning between HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem and between the Pasuk of Mamet HaSinai by Yom HaZeh Bo'amit Basinai. The Gzer Shava is from the word Zeh. And Zeh means pointing to it, you can see it. So basically what it means is that just like the HaChodesh, just like the Re'ia that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu by the Levana, "Hey, I'm showing to you, look at it," that same Re'ia is Ke'ilu B'Gzer Shava, is handed down to the Bayom HaZeh Bo'amid Basina, that Klal Yisrael was Zoicha to a type of Re'ia. To a type of Re'ia in Asaga. So we have to be mamik to understand Kielu, what's Taka the Gzer Shav? What did they see by Mamet HaSinai? And what did Moshe Rabbeinu see by the Moila Talavana? Shteitzach Pashim Shata, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him the share of what's a Moila Talavana. Of a this is the first parasha of Klal Yisrael of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there must be something more to it. And also it's HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. So it could be the Pshat is Tifa Pshat, it could be the Pshat of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem is Azoy. And then once we understand the Pasuk of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, what's the Inyan of Dafka by HaChodesh did he show him HaZeh? And then we'll understand the Lachem, we'll understand these three words, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. And then we'll understand the Zeh, the Re'ia, by Mamet HaSinai, the Kesher between Bayim HaZeh, Bo'amid Basinai. HaChodesh is the new moon after it's all dark. In other words, after HaChashchus. Moshe was Niskasha, Rashi says, by the Moila Talavana. Moila Talavana means the new moon, the Leda. Leda means the Yeshua and the Gula. The whole Golas is called a birth, the pain of a birth, the pain of Golas, the pain of a pregnancy. And in Novi, and the Gula is called a Noilad. So HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing Moshe Rabbeinu that in the Chashchus of the Laila, you have to be zoicha to see the Levana, to see the new moon. It's so small, you have to be zoicha to see the hasaga of what the Golis is all about, what the Choshech is all about, what the Chashchus is all about. And then when you see everything with clarity, is then it's a different story, then a person's besimcha. Seeing something is always when you go back to the Shoyrish, when you go back to the Makar, when you go back to the Chiddush of the Dovah. The beginning of the Briyas Olam is that the Gemara says that Adam Arishain was Roya Misoif Olam Atsoif. When you go back to the Shoyrish of something, when can you see something? You can only see something if you go back to the Shoyrish of something, then you can see it. Like it says, B'chachma, Hashem B'chachma Yisad Oretz, Pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, was Miyasid, the Oretz, the world, with Chachma. Chachma is the Shoyrish of the Bria. Chachma is the Shoyrish of everything. The Targum Yerushalmi says Bereshis, and the word Bereshis, B'chuchmasa. Bereshis is Chachma. Reshis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Reshis is Chachma. And the Yisoid of the Olam is Chachma. Chachma goes hand in hand with Re'iya. Ezo Chacham Haroya. Haroya is Anoilat. Chacham is Roya, Haroya is Anoilat. We've discussed before, that's why the Re'iya Salavon has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. The Samigdash is the Makam of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin are called the Einei Ha'eda. Sanhedrin are called the Einei Ha'eda. The Beis HaMikdash was a Makam of Re'iyah. Gederech Sheba Lirois, Kach Ba Lirois. The Samigdash was a place where we came, where we see, where you saw clarity. That was the whole sod of the Beis HaMikdash. Not going into it now, but that's why the Beis HaMikdash was a Makam where they ate a lot of Korbanos. Because Ein Simcha Ela Bebasar. When you see something clear, when you see it, when you see the Yad Hashem, when you see the Ashkoch of Hashem, when you see the presence of Hashem, then you're Mali Simcha. Then there's no Sfeikas. In Simcha, Katoras HaSfeikas. So the Beis HaMikdash is a place of Re'iyah. It's a place of Re'iyah. So if it's a place of Re'iyah, you've got to bring a Shlamim, you've got to eat. You've got to be Besimcha. Because in a place where you see Hashem, then you're Besimcha. So that's why it was a place of Re'iyah, and it's a place where the Kohenim ate a lot of. People came to eat Kabbanis. That was the Avoid. The Avoid was to be Besimcha. In Simcha Le Bebasa. When you reach the level where you can see everything, so then there's no atzvus. There's no atzvus, help yourself. No, I'm asking a korban. Beis HaMikdash was the shayrish of the Bria. Beis HaMikdash was built on the Evan Ashtiyah. Evan Ashtiyah. Shemen Nehushtus Ha'ilam. The Beis HaMikdash is the rachis of the Bria in Mokim. It's the rachis of the Bria. If it's the rachis of the Bria, it's the Mokim of Chachma. If it's the Mokim of Chachma, it's the Mokim of Einayim. It's the Mokim of Re'iyah. So the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokim of the shayrish. And therefore it's a makam of Chachma, Ezo Chachma HaRoya, and therefore it's a makam of Re'iyah. And because it's a makam of Re'iyah, and you can see, when you see, you're Besimcha. And then you eat Basa. That's the Inyan of Kabbanis. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. When you see the Chiddush of the Bria, when you see the Rabban Shalom's the Koyach HaChiddush, in other words, when you go better said, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem means, when you go back to the Chiddush, HaChodesh, when you go back to the Chiddush, you go back to Maisa Bereishis, you go back to the Haschala, you go back to the beginning, then you zoche to Re'iyah. What's Re'iyah? Zeh. Zeh, we said before, means a Re'iyah. When you're seeing something, Zeh Keli Vanveya. So HaChodesh, when you go back to the beginning, to Chiddush, then you see, then Zeh. When you see, you're Besimcha, Lochem. Lochem always means, like Abi Yom Tov, always means that you have to have Achila. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, that's the pshat. When you go back to the Haschola, when you see Hashem, HaChodesh, when you go back to Haschola, then HaZeh, then you see Hashem, and then Lochem. And then it's a time for you, it's a zman for you, it's a tkufa for you, it's a hargosha for you, that it's a Lochem, that it's you feel it, it's a simcha. And that same Yisod was brought over to Har Sinai, therefore Dafka on Shvashuos. Shavuos, we were zeicha to Re'iyah. Re'iyah means v'chal ha'am roim es ha'koilis. And meila, kula alma moide, says the Gemara Pesachim, samach ches, that kula alma moide, the batzer is be'ina nami lachem. Why? To show that you're happy, Rashi says. Avada, the simcha. When you roim es ha'koilis, it's gewaltig. So dafka batzer is kula alma moide, the be'ina nami lachem. Because if you see, whenever you see, you need the simcha. Ein simcha ela bebasa ve'yayin. That's the l'kul al moida b'ina nam lechem. We were zoicha to a re'iyah, to v'chol am re'im as ha'koilis. That's the mokim, that's the b'yom hazeh bo'am Midbar Sinai. B'yom hazeh, they came to Midbar Sinai. B'chlal, where was the first time what was the first thing by Sinai? Where was the first experience anybody had by Har Sinai? The snare was by Har Sinai. And the snare, the Rabban Shalom showed Moshe Rabbeinu a re'iyah. Snare that Moshe Rabbeinu was miskasha to the Rabban Shalom's re'iyah. Vayera Malach Hashem. It's a ganzer geshef. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Asur and over Eres, Amara Azeh. Madua Leiv HaSneh. Vayar Hashem, Kisalirois. And then the Pasuk says, Vayem Hashem, Roi Ra'isi, double Re'iyah. As Ani Amis, Ami Mitzrayim. In other words, the snare was basically Moshe Rabbeinu is getting a clarity. What's the pshat in the Yiddish Tzoras? What's the pshat in the Yiddish Tzoras? There's a snare, there's a bush, corresponds to the Yiddish Tzoras. And then Moshe Rabbeinu was zoicha to see the Re'iyah in Yiddish Tzoras. And where was that? That was B'Hachareva, that was HaSinai. HaSinai is a place where we see the Rabban Shalom's Re'iyah. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, we saw and Hashem saw Kaderech Shabbat Liras Kach Ba Lirois. You have to be Miskasha the Rabban Shalom's Re'iyah, and obviously there's nothing clearer than the Rabban Shalom's Re'iyah. So too over here, Moshe Rabbeinu went to by the snare. It was a matzah where Vayim Hashem Roi Re'isi. Moshe Rabbeinu was Miskasha to Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Re'iyah, and everything became clear. HaSinai is the place where everything becomes clear. Through this, Klal Yisrael will later zoicha to the Chol Amroim as Hakolis, where it becomes an absolute clarity. That's the Gzer Shov of Hazeh Hazeh. Zeh means a Re'iyah. And Bayom Hazeh, Bo'o Mid Basina, when they came to Mid Basina, they were Zoicha to such a Re'iyah when they came, the same Re'iyah as Gzer Shov, Zeh Zeh, as Achoydesh Azalachem. Just like when the Eden left Mitzrayim, the Rabban Shalom took them back, the whole Yitzis Mitzrayim was going back to the Inyan of Rishis. I'm not going into it now, the whole Makas Bechoyos was going back to the Inyan of Rishis. Rishis, we said, is Re'iyah. Klal Yisrael was Zoicha there by Yitzis Mitzrayim to a Moridika Re'iyah. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them there in HaChodesh HaZelachem. Because the Re'iyah of Kzeh, Hashem showed Moshe the Levana, and the Levana is the Noilad from the darkness. It's Noilad, it shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's clear Hashkocha, and a person feels it very clearly. So therefore Hashem took them back to the Sherish Abriya to show them the whole Matzav. The Re'iyah is where you see everything. You see absolute clarity. So Hashem took them back. Hashem took them back to that matzah where everything's kolol in the bereishis, everything's kolol in the chokhmah, everything's kolol in the first re'iyah, everything's included in the first re'iyah. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them back by this inyan of Achodesh Azalachem. Once you have an Achodesh Azalachem, once everything becomes clear, once you see it's not choshech anymore, it gets light. He showed Moshe Rabbeinu the noilad, shows Moshe Rabbeinu the or, it's clarity. So made it straight after the next pasuk, Hashem was mitzav them ready with a korban pesach avada. When you have a re'iyah, it always goes together with eating basa. Ein simcha ela b'basa. The re'iyah brings the simcha. So you have to bring a korban pesach. Because of the regal re'iyah, you have to bring a korban. You have to be b'simcha. So chodesh hazeh lachem. You also need a lachem. Tabel b'nei Yisrael v'yichulim ish sela beisav esela bais. That brings a moedik simcha when a person zoicha to re'iyah. So to on shvuos, when a person zoicha to the inyan, to b'chino v'chol ha'amroim es ha'koilis. That's Mamet HaSinai. That was HaSinai. The HaChareva, the Lavas Eish, the Sneh, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw, he was Miskasha to the Rabban Shalom's Ro'i Re'isi. That's the Sherish of HaSinai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to show us Bere'iyah. Cholam Ro'im Es HaKoylis, to see the clarity, to see it. Ro'im Es HaKoylis means to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashkocha in such a clear matzav, in such a clear state, to understand Hashem's Ashkocha in such a clear state. That's the simcha of Chag HaShavuos. The Rashbi, Heiliger Rashbi, he's Lag BaOmer, from Lag BaOmer as a special achana to Chag HaShavuos. The Rashbi is Nasa Odom Nema Bavarecha, we sing in Bayechoy. Nasa Odom means the original, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Nasa Odom Etzoneinu. The Rashbi was Adam Lifnei Chet. Adam Lifnei Chet was Roya Misoifa Oyle Matsoifa. The Rashbi is a Bechina of a Roya. And therefore, instead of saying Tosh Shema, as we say in Gemara, in Zoya it's Tochazi. That's the inn of Re'iyah. Lag is Gal, to reveal. Gal Einai. Lag Bo'ima begins where a person can Gal Einai. It begins where a person's Re'iyah becomes Re'iyah, where you can see things very clearly. And that's why Lag Bo'ima is a Hachana to Shavuos. Shavuos is where a Yid sees something. And that's why the Haftorah, on Chag HaShavuos, Piyudua, is the Haftorah of Chag HaShavuos, is the Haftorah from the Maisa Merkava. Chesed Sol, the Maisa Merkava. The whole Yitzis Mitzrayim was a Hachana preparing for Re'iyah. That's why the Yidin was Oichet to such Giluim, by Kiryas Yamsof. All part of a Hachana towards the big Gilui of Re'iyah, upon him, Dibba Hashem Amachim, where everything became so clear. By Mamet HaSinai. We could see everything by Mamet HaSinai. It's Mamet HaMatzah of seeing everything with such clarity, seeing HaToyros, Kihim Chayenu, Baruch Himenu. It was Moridik. Now, realize, the big Achana to that is from Lag BaOmer. But the Rashbi, after Rangi shined in the eyes of Klal Yisrael, to see things clear, to see things very clearly. The Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva was the one who saw only that whatever he saw was Toiv. Even when Ra Shual Yotze, he laughs. He has a re'iyah where he sees the melad of the levana. He doesn't see chayshach. He sees the or. He sees the or of the gula. He sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chashbain is so clearly. So he laughs. Simcha, clarity brings a person simcha. The laughing of Rabbi Akiva was to show chasu shomtim mezalzel in the chorim besamidish chmanu etzlom. But to show that he has such clarity in understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's drachim. He has such clarity in understanding why there was a Chorban. He has such clarity in understanding why there's a Shua leaving out of the Kodesh Kodesh. When you see something, so you have that clarity. When you have that clarity, so then you can laugh. Then it's Choyk, then it's Mamash Simchadi. So his Talmud, the Rashbi, was also that Bechina. That Bechina where the Rashbi was somebody that could see. He was a Tochazi. He's Megali, he's a Tochazi. And therefore he had such Helege Naim, the Naim of Tochazi, that after Lag BaOmer we start seeing things better. We start understanding things better. And Shavuos is his man where even though it says Einaftir Remaisim Erkovot, why? Because we don't know what's going on. Shavuos night, we can know what's going on. Shavuos night, we can have a shtickle understanding on what the Maisim Erkovot and what the Maisim Erkovot is. Niftachu Hashemayim, Bo'er Emaras Elokim. That's how Yechezkel starts. Niftachu Hashemayim. Bo'er Emaras Elokim. He saw Emaras Elokim. So let's Shavuos. We have this koyach of being of seeing. We have a moedig of koyach of Re'iyah. So therefore, that's why we read the Ma'aseh Merkava. The Haftorah of the Ma'aseh Merkava. After reading the Aseres HaDibros, after reading the Kriyas HaTorah, the Aseres HaDibros, we have a Zahariya, we can understand the Ma'aseh Merkava as well. Kol echad lefi dargosoi, things that you don't see, you can be zochet to a bechina of Niftachu Hashemayim ve'eres Maris Elokim and Shavuos. So it's a time of clarity. It's a time of where Yid sees, the time where we get back to that Adam Rishon. It says that Adam Rishon, Pasuk, they got back to the Darg of Adam Rishon. All avoid of Sri Soim is to get back to the Machal Adam, to get to the Shtei Alechem, which is the Machal Adam. Adam was a Roya, Adam Rishon was a Roya, Misoifa Oidam Atsoifa. So the Chochmas HaTorah makes us into a Roya. So when the more persons mushrush into the Torah, more persons mushrush into Mamet HaSinai, the more his Hasoga in Torah is B'derech Re'iyah, not B'derech Shmiyah. And therefore there's a very big Inyan that also Zeh, Bayuma Zeh, Bo Mid Basinai. Ma'o b'yom hazeh, Rashi says, b'yom hazeh b'rosh chodesh. Why does it say b'yom hazeh? Sheyiyu divrei Torah chadoshim alecha kila yom nitnu. From Rashi Tanchuma, a person's Torah has to be chadoshim as if he's standing at Har Sinai. But the vote is, according to what it's saying is, basically what it's saying is, that a person should be zocha that he learns the Torah as a roya, not as a, and more than a roya, more than a shemeah. Because every Indian of Chiddush means you're going back to the Shoresh, you're going back to the beginning. When you're going back to the beginning, then you're zoicha to Re'iyah, and that's what we got. And for the pasuk says, pasuk Dalet, Atem Re'isem Asher Asisi the Mitzrayim. You saw it. Ve'eses Mekamfin Hasharim, etc., etc. Eden became Royim. And therefore that's why it's a big simcha. The Torah Bechlal gives a person a koyach of clarity. The Torah gives a person a clarity on his ashkofa, a clarity on his outlook in the world. Gives a person a clarity. Torah gives Bechlal, Torah gives a person in life clarity. Torah is the more you're from Hasinai, the more kila yom nitnu, the more you're shaykh to the inin of roim esakoylus, and not shaymin esakoylus. So the more clarity you have, and therefore the more simcha, when we say bikudei Hashem yisharim, the samchei lev, is the inin of simcha lev, is because Torah brings us clarity. Torah takes away all the inin of sveikas. Torah brings us lots of clarity. And therefore it's misamchei lev. And therefore kulam amoyde the inin of melechem. So that's why it's also what the inyan of Shabbos. Shabbos, Kiyidua, is the way it's Nizgala the Aragonas. The Aragonas is revealed on Shabbos. When a person lights candles on Shabbos, it's a me'ain of the Aragonas. Shabbos is Zecha, Lemay Zebrachis. Shabbos is a Zecha to the beginning. On Shabbos, a Yid is like a Roya. Shabbos, a Yid is a Madrega of a Bechin of a Roya. So, Kula'an Me'moida, to be Shabbos, not the Torah. Everybody's Moida that the Torah was given on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a time when Klal Yisrael gets clarity. Klal Yisrael gets to a darga of Havana and Soga with Derech Ru'iyah. Yeah, so we should be Zorcha Be'ez Hashem. A Hachana should be a Hachana where HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us clarity. The whole tzipiyah that we have is for Ru'iyah, is for clarity. Ve'inenu Sirenu Malchusecho. We hope so much, we're yearning so much that we should be zeicha to re'iyah, we should be zeicha to see everything, to understand kilu b'oifen shel re'iyah, why everything happened and why we went through such galus. All that's nichlal in HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu when he saw the moilat ha'levona, the orb which was amidst the big choshech ha'layla, which is the levona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then says, oh, kazeh, this is the orb, this is the clarity in the choshech. So Moshe Rabbeinu's first hasoga, or even chashchustik of things can have clarity, and a person can see in the open beria, like Moshe Rabbeinu saw in the sneh. So we should be zeichah that the Torah, besides the mitzvahs limudat Torah, we should be zeichah that the Torah should give us clarity in life, and the Torah should give us a way of v'hoyer einenu b'sarasecha, The Torah should give us lechtig oigen, how to look at something, how to view the world, how to view our life, how to view the tachlis that we have in life. And then we should be zeichah to hakat sechzeno einenu b'shuv chadatzim b'rachim meher b'yameinu amen. Koich haTorah. And the Kabbalah, I'm even happier, because the whole matzav is a tochazi. I see things the whole time. Matzav of tochazi. But you might have said last week that he was walking once to Rabbi Yankala, you know, Rabbi Yankala from Antwerp, Rabbi Yankala of Shavos, Leibish's father. Rabbi Yankala was old, so it was hard. It's much harder for tzaddikim to be mastered themselves when they're old. Moshmat chaleder, you do have tzaddikim where tzaddikim is stern their whole lives, and when they got older, suddenly they burst into viluyim because they didn't have koyach anymore to hold it in. So saying our Rabbi Yankala, you know, we all knew Rabbi Yankala. So he lies, tells our Rabbi Shemaises, and he talks to me. He's like very like pushit. He was a malach like mitzvah, as you could see on his face, but. But as Rabbi Shmaya was going for a walk with him once, he very much, as a very young child, Leibish was said murder gazach by Rabbi Shmaya. He was very close to him. So once he was holding him back by Rabbi Shmaya hears him saying, "Matachnas apashtus." He was a nagboimer. It's the yotzad of the Ramah. So he heard Rabbi Yankla saying, like quietly, "Oh, now I see the hechel of the Ramah. Let's go up to the hechel of the Ramah." So he was walking with Shemaya, and his eyes were gazing into Gan Eden, into the Eichel of the Ramah. The Ramah from Shulchan Aruch. Tzadikim are choizim, tzadikim are, especially Mekubalim, they have a darg of Tochazi. So they're always the besimcha, they don't have any sveikas. Tosh Bal Peh is full of machloikas, it's a hester, so it's Toshama. Talmud Bavli, it's very about Toshama, because it was given at the time of Hester. Bavli, Golas Bavli, was given at the time of Hester. The Zayah Kodesh, the Rashbi, was Nasa Odom. He was Roya Misayfa Odom Atsayfa. There was no Hester by him. Then it was Tochazi. And then, you know, that's what he says. Even a time of Ptira, even by his Ptira, it's a Yom HaSimcha. If you understand, if you see everything away from the Re'iyah, so he tells people to come, make a matzah, make a Simcha, make a matzah with music, B'yom Ptirose. Once you see it, then it's always B'simcha. A Roya is always B'simcha. Yom Tov is the Chiyuv of Simcha, because that's when they used to go to the Beis HaMikdash. the mitzvah simcha that we have in Yom Tov is because they used to go to the Bais HaMikdash. What's the simcha of going to the Bais HaMikdash? Kederach Sheba Liris, Kach Ba Lirois. It's Oilas Re'iyah. It's an Oilas Re'iyah. It's an Inyan of Re'iyah. Okay, so if you want to say, so if it's an Inyan of Re'iyah, so then automatically that goes along with simcha. Re'iyah goes along with simcha. Because when you see the end simcha, the Torah is a Sveikas. Went to the Bais HaMikdash, they also saw how the Torah Kedosha, they saw how the Torah Kedosha is in Einayim, they saw the Einay Eidah, they saw everything that had to do with Einayim. That was the big simcha. If Basel brings simcha, Makoyne must have been in a simcha dekamatzav the whole time over there. They're eating Basel the whole time. It's in simcha of a Basel. Matzav of simcha was. They put Nischa Yayin down in Zbeach. Yain, Simcha, Babasar, Yain, the Simcha de Gamatzir. People came all as fakers to the Bais HaMikdash. Came into the Bais HaMikdash, they became Royim. As soon as they became Royim, all the fakers went away. That's what we don't have today. We don't have that Bechen of Re'iyah today. That's why there's so much Atzvus. It's so hard to get to the Matzir. We don't come pop into the Bais HaMikdash. It's so hard to get to them, to get to the clarity of Re'iyah nowadays. That's what we're doing. We believe, Maman, this and that. That's what we're doing. We want to sing a Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me see. They saw Ras Hashem Chalayom. So they sang a Shira. A Shira, Zekeli Mamveir. Mikdash Hashem, Koyinu Yedecha. I'm Shemom HaBes HaMikdash. I'm Shemom, that's really have a Re'iyah, an Oilas Re'iyah. Whatever that's Re'iyah, the Simcha. And it always means when a person's going back to the Shorish. He's going back to the beginning. When you go back to the beginning, in other words, when a person's Dovak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person's Dovak B'Shorish, so then there's always a Re'iyah. They can always be Simcha. Why are they always be Simcha? So people think that about it, they're B'Simcha, because they always got a dimension, which is true, about it, they always got a dimension. But if a person sees, if a person's a Chayza, if he sees, then he's B'Simcha. You can't be a Chayza and not be B'Simcha. Before Elisha had his Kenagan. That Navim Achayzim. Navim have to be B'Simcha the whole time. Suppose a person goes to Miron, he's Oichel to a different Re'iyah in life. Everything that goes on in Miron is because a person has a different outlook. He told me, one of the Bachim Yeshiva Takam Asari told me he was there in Miron, and there was a Friar Yid who had like a cap, and he put it on him. So Rabbi Arla, and Rabbi Arla put the strangle on the Friar Yid, and together they were dancing together. Why can you have such a thing? Ez Ayid, and Ez Ayid, Achtus. That's the word. If you see a Yid properly, if you have a proper Ye'en Azach, it brings to Achtus, it brings to Simcha, you can dance together in the middle. The Simcha of going to Miron is the Simcha of the Rashbi, of the Tochazi. He brings the simcha, the person gets the koich of re'iyah, and when he gets the koich of re'iyah, the matzav that you can feel over there when you go to the thing is that the Baruch Shalom is taking care of us, and everything is latoivo. It's a certain re'iyah that a person has when he goes there.